Do you have a cat? I absolutely love cats, and all my cats have been indoor cats. And at this time of year, when it's raining and cold, all cats are indoor cats, right? Well, you have a litter box and you don't need that thing stinking up your house. So I have the perfect solution. I have used it since the day that they came out. It is called Pretty Litter. I absolutely think it is the best indoor cat litter of all times. One, it truly does mask the smell. I don't know what they do in there that does it, but it's amazing. The other thing, it turns the color if your cat has like a urinary tract infection or kidney issue, and that's even better. So, you know, when to take your cat to the vet. Indoor cats are indoor humans, in my opinion. I think you'd agree. Pretty Litter helps make your house smell fresh and clean. Go to prettylitter.com/clink to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. What? That's prettylitter.com/clink to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/clink. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Coming
special
to
edition.
You from the Spotify studio in New York City.
In New York City.
How cool is this? And with our friend, Tom.
Tom.
What's
Smith
up?
From Gold Shields.
Welcome to New York, first of all.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here. Gretchen's so excited to be here. She met me. You don't even know because I didn't tell you, but I made Gretchen get on a flight that landed in Dallas to pick me up. So she, instead of a straight shot, and we flew here together.
Kind of an Uber flight.
Right.
Sort of an Uber flight. You know. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, welcome to New York again, and thank you so much for having me here. This is cool.
Again.
This is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. We are on the 62nd floor or some piece of business. Mm-hmm.
In the coolest place I've ever seen.
There's a neon piano, you guys. And they handed me a chai latte.
Nothing better. Nothing
yes.
better.
And you guys remember Tom from, when did we have you on, Tom?
Oof.
I think it's got to be like 6 months ago,
yeah,
at least.
It was right after CrimeCon, so it was the summer.
Yeah. And Tom's coming back to Crime Con. So
cannot wait.
Get your tickets, people. It's www.crimecon.com.
Denver.
Use the code Housewives.
Mile High City.
Yeah. You'll see all three of us there.
Get some.
Yep, we will be there.
Mile High City, is that what it's
called? Yeah.
Is that like going into the Mile High Club?
No, it's not. It's because of the elevation, Tabitha.
If that happens on the way to Denver, it's like double points.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, yes. Good. Okay, so I was about to scold her for being inappropriate in front of our friend Tom, but since he joined in.
I can't help that. That was an easy one. That was a layup.
By the way, that's not going to be happening because I don't think my husband's coming to Crime Con with me. So.
Yeah.
So, no, I'll just take the Mile High City or
the
whatever
city.
It is.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, we brought Tom back because so many people, by the way, loved you. And we have multiple people saying that they are an avid listener of your podcast ever since you were on ours. But we also just love knowledge of police work, detective work. Knowing what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. I think we talked a lot about that last time. So our listeners have questions for you, and we would love you to answer them.
Anything. Okay. Always. I love that part, and I love that you have that relationship with your audience, mm-hmm. that they're doing that. And I'm glad, I'm glad the first show went well and people liked it and able to come back on and answer their questions.
Yeah, and you're so easy to talk to. So I think it's nice. It's relatable. Even though you were a big bad boss man for a long time.
I know. Why don't you remind the listeners of all your fancy credentials?
I was in the NYPD for 30 years, which isn't the norm, but I just loved what I did. I loved every part of it. I loved where I worked. And it was always a dream of mine to do that. So once you get your dream and you have the ability to have and live out your dream, you make the most of it. So each place I went, I just wanted to do the best I could with, on patrol, in the gang unit, narcotics, wherever I ended up, it was just do whatever I can to do the best job I could and make my dad proud. And that was the biggest part. He was a retired NYPD detective. So it was all about our relationship and trying to outdo him, which was always a fun conversation we had. Like, I got promoted first. Mm-hmm. I had more arrests. I got on the task force. It went back and forth a lot. And, after 9/11, I was picked up for the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, where I spent the last 17 years of my career attached to that unit and traveling around the world to about 17 or 18 different countries. I was in Afghanistan for 3 months. Doing a case there. And then 2020 came along, and 30 was a nice round number. I was still healthy. I still had, everything upstairs going. So it was a good time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't really go away. I mean,
Tom's actually not really retired.
Now you're actually doing more than ever.
Yeah.
Always seeing something.
Yeah, I get told that a lot. They're like, "Oh, you're retired." I'm like, "No, I just left the job I was at." That's
basically
what
I don't want my
I
retirement
say.
To look anything like yours.
Oh gosh, Gretchen, it's not a hit podcast.
Oh yeah, I mean. Yeah, I hope to retire from one day and sit on the beach.
I know, with the cocktail.
Oh,
the cocktail.
I want that too. I'm waiting for that day too. But you know what? The way I approach what I'm doing now with the podcast and everything that goes into it is kind of the same attitude I had when I worked. If you're going to do something, do it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, if you do 99%, people are going to know it's only 99%. If you do 100%, you're satisfied, your listeners are satisfied, and everything you're going to do opens up more if you just put everything into it. And people notice that. Like I said, people notice 99%.
Yeah.
So I never want to do that.
So do you ever turn it off? Do you ever take a little cruise to the Bahamas?
We have. I mean, there'll be weekend trips, and all that. My wife is still working full-time, so has the challenges with going away, but we like to, and there's times I need to do that more with put the show and everything on a shelf for a little while.
Yeah. We know how that is because we actually have, I think maybe for the first year, we took a break this year and played some rewinds. Mm-hmm. But for 6 years, we have put out content every single Monday, new content, and every Thursday on our Patreon. And so, but it gets taxing, right? Like everything gets taxing. So you need a break. So yeah. I think you could come on the True Crime Cruise.
Oh, I know. I saw that. Yes, I did. That is definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, right.
But you know, and you're right. You know, you need time to kind of, you know, kind of go back to neutral and recharge your battery. But I can't even do that for that long.
Yeah, I was going to say. So for me, I have to sometimes put my phone down and like watch some stupid movie with my children. That is so hard for me to do.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, I'll have a plan to do that. Like, okay, I don't have a phone call. I don't have anything to do tonight. There's a ball game on. There's a movie on or whatever.
Yeah.
And my wife will go, okay, are we done for the night? Yeah. And I'll sit there, and if something pops into my head, I'll be right back. And I'll run upstairs to the office and write something down or type it real quick and then come back downstairs because if it's in my head, it's not going to leave until I write it down or do something about it, either a show idea or I'll be watching something and see a commercial of something go, I need
Bing.
That.
Yeah.
That's an idea, you know, or a show about a case, you know, and that just sparks whatever goes on in my head with the show. And that's the way I'm wired, and that's not going to change. So
maybe that's a podcaster thing because, you know, I do a lot of the middle of the night shopping because
I do too. Mm-hmm. I sometimes buy multiple of the same thing, not knowing that I just bought it probably 10 minutes before when I woke up.
Yeah, the best one was I purchased a supplement called Spermidine.
Okay.
It came delivered to my door, and I assumed it was like a new sponsor or something. And I had to like backtrack. No, I actually bought Spermidine, which is like an herb. It's not
whale sperm or something like that.
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I did. Of course I did. I paid $90 for it.
Did it do
I'm not going to not take
and the,
it.
And
come
the results
on.
Were?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So now they really are not going to be a sponsor. Right.
But you know what is working for her is the NAD.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm on fire. Can you tell?
Yeah. That's one of our sponsors, and it's working.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so let's ask Tom some questions. Let's give.
Let's fire away.
Fire away. Now, you have to remember our audience is like us, you know, same age, maybe some a little older, maybe some a little younger. Some have kids, but most are like, you know.
Okay, like we have a couple of questions about some cases.
Okay.
That are in the news right now. Do you have any comments on the Karen Reed case?
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, we talked to you
a little bit
about
this. Okay. This is from Liz Roman. Liz, you know, we talked about this already.
We did talk about it, but there has been some changes, right?
Yeah. That is, you know, that's one of those cases that should have been just done the way normal investigations are done. And then once media gets hold of it, social media gets a hold of it, it takes on a completely different turn.
Yeah.
And everyone from the detective to prosecutors to defense attorneys are all affected by it, you know, because you have to not outwit social media or the media, but you kind of have to. You got to try to stay a step ahead of it, which when you run an investigation is hard to do because you have your set ways you're going to do your case and methodically going from step to step to step. And sometimes that changes because of information that's given to you or evidence that's found or whatever. But you try to kind of stick to a plan. And then once you get something like this, that becomes just a blender of nonsense or information or misinformation or who's trying to convince who of what, becomes very, very difficult for everyone involved to deal with. And this, I think, is that case that you could really turn to see how much social media and the media can play in a criminal case.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing to think about, because when a case takes on like some notoriety, do you think that law enforcement officers involved start fancying themselves a little hot shit? Like we are, like we fancy ourselves right now because we're in this studio.
You know what? It's cops, detectives, prosecutors, whoever, are human beings.
Right.
You know, so you're a human being that has emotions, that has, you know, whatever we have.
Yeah.
You start seeing yourself more on TV, more getting asked to do interviews.
Yeah.
The normal, you know, human reaction is, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
And that's hard to just shut off. You know, does it happen? It does, you know, to just kind of push it away. But sometimes you can't help it, you know, because now, and here's a great example. We just did a show last week with Gil Correa, who was the detective who locked up the Night Stalker back in 85. And Gil told this story, kind of what we're talking about, of him and Frank, his partner, being kind of just on the side. No one knew who they were. We got this going. We're running around like crazy. And then the media kind of gets a little bit more involved in it. And their boss actually said, yeah, go in the parking lot, do an interview. And they're like, what are you talking about? We're not doing an interview. Yeah, I'm telling you to do an interview. The reporters downstairs just give a quick hit. So that's what I mean. You try sometimes to kind of keep it in check, and other factors pop in,
you know,
of satisfying this one, keeping your friends where they are. You know, detectives, law enforcement agencies, and the media, you know, reporters, sometimes, you know, have good, bad relationships. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of one of them, with telling them to go do an interview when they didn't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear what you think about the Karen Reed now update. Have you seen that some stuff is getting thrown out, and maybe the defense was a little kludgy with some information they were trying to withhold?
It's, you know what? I look at things firsthand when I did cases. Mm-hmm. What is it? Don't. You know, sometimes it is what it is. Look at it and then go from there. And when you start coming up with, well, maybe that is when you get kind of twisted. I'm going to lead to an intentional act. I just think it was, with the factors that were involved in it and the actions. And you hit a pothole, you know it.
Yeah.
Much less running someone over, you know, or backing up into someone and then just leaving. I'm not buying that too much. Just again, from the kind of 30,000 foot view of it.
Right.
I'm not really buying the defense story.
Okay. I think it's going to get interesting for sure. When this trial comes out, maybe we should cover that one too. Like a day to day.
Okay, let's put it on the list, Happy.
That's one of those, write it down. I know. And there's a lot on our list right now.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There really is.
I know. Well, she was wildly intoxicated, correct?
She was. Yes. And so maybe they will come to a conclusion of accidental murder or whatever, like manslaughter.
Vehicular homicide.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think some factors are going to come out that maybe we didn't see.
Well, I think that's the only reason. I think, as like Tom is saying, that would be the only reason why I would imagine you didn't know that you hit someone.
Right.
Yeah. Well, or she thought she hit a pothole or something else. I don't know.
She's not even thinking. She's drunk.
She's drunk. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep. I don't know.
Or it's the whole other case that everybody, you know, that media thinks is that it was the friends inside and they threw him out in the snow. It's hard to imagine that to be true.
Yes.
Because why would you get rid of a body in your front yard?
Right. And, you know, again, the way cases are done and the aggressiveness of the detectives, someone's going to give that up after a while.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to at some point come out. Either the guilt of it or the worry about being prosecuted for something and getting ahead of it, you know, that I just thought would have, at some point, someone would have went, hold on.
Too many people.
I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be.
I don't
be.
Know, but there's weird, I mean, we won't get in too much into it now, but there is weird things that the people did that own the house mm-hmm. after it happened, which are questionable.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll get more into
that. You kind of wonder sometimes, and I have said this, before cases happen, you wonder if they had, like, a Netflix series in mind. Because it's weird to think, you know, the circumstances of any particular case, and then that's, you know, a series is made or Netflix, and you're like...
Oh.
This is like staged. It's made up, and but it's not. They're all real. But
oh my gosh! You know what that reminds me of? Did you see this is happening again? Did you watch the Fyre Festival Netflix documentary?
Do you remember that? That's Mm-mm. when these people got a like they were going to have a concert. Or a music festival,
on
right?
On some island or
on
something.
On some island in the Bahamas, but the infrastructure was not there to house like 30,000 people that they sold tickets to. And when people started arriving, there was no food.
Oh.
There was not enough water. It was on one deserted private island in the middle of the Bahamas. And they just didn't have anything. And they couldn't get off the island either.
And from what I recall, I mean, the founder, he was here in New York City.
Yeah.
I think he went to prison for this.
Yeah, he did.
Anyways, he's coming back with another festival.
So maybe
Same guy. I read that on the TMZ, so you know it's true.
Listen,
I feel like, to Tom's point, maybe he has a Netflix mm-hmm. series in mind. Mm-hmm. There is already a deal in progress for Fyre Festival number 2, because the first one, that was a big hit.
Dude. Right.
Follow me around, get a film crew, how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
Why didn't we do that?
Yeah.
Because we don't have the money to hire a film crew. Spotify, thankfully, is hosting our filming today.
Yes.
So thank you. And, you know, we say, once a fraud you fucker, kind of always a fraud you fucker, right? That's this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That
agreed.
I feel like that is actually the biggest thing to overcome. I feel like once a con man, always a con man.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, interesting. Okay, but do you think people can be rehabilitated that are maybe violent or bank robbers or something like that?
It has happened. It depends on the crime. And it's funny, I got asked this a couple of weeks ago on a show I was on. Same exact question. Is that possible? And a lot depends on the crime. The circumstances of the crime, the reason the crime was done, a lot goes into that. Are there just remorseful people out there? Yes. Are there people who are just flat out evil that don't care? Yeah. You know, so...
Yeah.
A lot depends on the circumstances of the crime and your willingness to accept it and what you did and want to get back on track, I think can certainly be done.
I would assume like a crime of passion that just anybody could probably have something like that happen, especially if it is also involving like your kid or something like that, right? So I think those people probably for sure aren't going to do it again or whatever.
Right.
Or there's a possibility. Yeah.
But, like, this person that has eaten somebody, can that be rehabilitated?
I think that's off the table.
Yeah, I think it's off the table.
Yeah.
Because we don't want it to be on the table again.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
On a plate. Because, you know, you see... You know, like serial killers, you know, they're not all of a sudden just going to hit a switch and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do 17 murders and in the most horrific ways you can think of.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know, that's not going to.
And what about pedophiles?
No.
No. Yeah. No.
So
I'm with a no.
No, absolutely not. No.
No, no.
Nope.
And it's scary because those guys get out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's such an instinctive evil thing. That's not going to get out of your head. You know, it's in you. It's not that you.
Yeah.
But the consequences need to be much more harsher when it comes to them with every aspect of it, either videos and photos and emails, you know, and all that, to stalking, to child trafficking, to mm-hmm. human trafficking, you know, all that. The penalties need to be much, much harder.
I think so also.
Yeah, you know, I did that thing where I look, you know, I look up periodically who's around me.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Which y'all should. And so many of them are on there for some kind of internet crime.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
But I mean, that doesn't mean, I mean, that's just, I feel like that is, I mean, obviously it's horrible, but it's useful in that I feel like so many of these crimes, people, they don't get caught for. At least they're caught for something, because they probably have hurt a child if you are going on the dark web and buying this kind of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's not exclusive. It's not. It's a web of, you know, and a lot of it gets, you know, you graduate. You start off here. That's not enough anymore. Go to this. That's not enough anymore. Go to this. You know, it's a drug.
Yeah.
You know, when you deal with people who are addicted to drugs, a lot of them start off with marijuana, go to pills, go to heroin, because the fix diminishes. You can't, not that you get used to it, but it's not the same anymore. And
it's
you need something
enough.
More and more and more, and they're the same way.
Well, I'll have you know, I have tried marijuana plenty of times, and I don't like it. Like, I don't get that fix at all. It's not me.
I know.
You know, I even tried the gummy. And it was like, all I want to do, my eyelids are heavy. My mouth is dry.
You're hungry.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah, we never want to eat.
And I'm just like, that is not.
I know.
So
I have been passed something here and there that was working for me, but not enough to the point where I'm going to, like, take my ass down to the green store and, like, try to, like, replicate the concoction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
No, it's just not in it for me either.
I think, like, addiction, actually, I think there's more to it, because I've been pretty open about this. I've had some history. And I used crystal meth. I did it all. And, I mean, not anything with needles. But when I was done, I was done. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely, I was using for a reason. And I see addicts as that addiction to get to the next to the next high, and I don't think I had that.
Yeah, you probably. Well, I don't think you
wanted to numb out something for me, but I think thank God I didn't have that, or I never would have been able to stop. And I think unfortunately, what happens for so many people is it's kind of the combination of the two.
Yeah,
and then.
Yep. Lucky you.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. Yeah, lucky me. Now it's all Red Bull and candy, guys.
Red Bull and Skittles.
She is addicted to Red Bull.
Yeah. What's your favorite flavor?
Well, I just have the sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh, okay. Boring.
Yeah.
I'm not a Red Bull person at all. So.
I have it. I used to drink it a lot, and then I just stopped.
I only like, you know, the small cans.
Yeah.
Don't give me a big can.
They have
I got my thing. Yeah, they do. Thank the Lord. The hardest thing about doing these kind of things with Tabitha is that she's so mean to me in the morning, you guys. She wakes up so like, good morning.
I do. It also bothers my kids a lot because I turn on the music. I dance around. I'm like, when I wake up, I'm up. And I don't need coffee, even though I like coffee. I have coffee just because I like the taste of it, but I don't need it. And Gretchen and my daughter and my son are all the same. And they're like, do not talk to me right now. Even this morning, she was like, I can't talk to you. You're talking way too much.
Yeah, I'm a morning person. Yeah. I'm up.
Listen, I feel like I am a morning person. I just require coffee. But she would like to go and get dressed. And I'm like, no, we're just going downstairs, like throw a jacket on and we're getting coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what she made me do, basically in my pajamas. Okay, what's the other questions, please?
Okay, so how they want to know your thoughts on...
P. Diddy.
Wes. Oh, that's more interesting.
I know. I do want to know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This might be the whole show. You know, talking evil, you know, you want to talk entitled and just a mindset of evil. I'm never going to get caught. I can do whatever the hell I want is him, you know, for decades. Just, and you want to talk again, graduating, you know, start off, I can do this, I can get away with this. And again, especially when it comes to people like him, when you're not getting interviewed, talked to, investigated, you think you're infallible. I got away with that. I'll just do this now. And it just escalates. And I think he's never getting out, first of all. That's not happening. Okay, he ain't getting out of jail. He's in there for it. Because I just think, and I said this when this first started, I was on a show getting asked about it. The show was all about Diddy. Mm-hmm. And I said in the beginning of this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Because the more people who are going to come out about this who don't want to get jammed up and want to get ahead of it, is going to start giving stuff up freely.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The United States Attorney's Office in the Southern District or the Eastern District, either one, in New York, if they have you, you're done. You're done. They don't play games. They absolutely, their game plan is to have you plead out, not go to trial. They gather so much evidence against somebody before they lock them up. So they have you.
Yeah.
So if you're indicted and locked up by the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York,
you're done.
And then they just open phone lines up because their office gets flooded with calls with, all right, hey, can I come in and talk to you? Sure. Come on in.
Yeah, because all these people were there.
Right.
Right?
And that's what I get asked, you know, a lot, too, with, well, who do you think of notoriety or what other celebrities are going to get locked up in this? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you may not see any because they may be the ones who flipped already.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, you see this outrage on social media that why isn't this one getting locked up? Yeah, why isn't he? Why isn't she?
Yeah.
Because that conversation already took place. And me as a detective, if I'm running that case, that is a simple interview with someone of celebrity status or notoriety just going, you want to get jammed up? No problem. Keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, or...
let's make a deal.
Right. That's a simple conversation.
Yeah.
You want this out there? No problem.
Right.
No problem. You want to play your game of I'm this, I'm that? That's cool.
Yeah.
No problem. And they're not going to go that way. They're going to throw up with the information they
Interesting.
Have.
Interesting.
Do you have a child that is struggling with a topic at school? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Maybe your child is like mine and has a hard time asking for help in class. And when I try to help after school, it can take forever trying to get to the point of the concept she's just not grasping so she can move on. IXL is a huge help with this because of the way it's designed. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. And research shows kids that use IXL score higher on tests and improve their grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms. So IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter their age or personality. And with one subscription, you get everything. One site for all the kids in your home from pre-K to 12th grade. And it's such a super value. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Do you ever look back on how you've spent money and thought, I wonder what would have happened if I would have invested that? I have definitely spent my fair share on impulse buys that could have added up if I had invested instead. You know, people say that's why the best investor is a dead investor. Why? Because dead investors can't make rash decisions. They can't pull their money out in a panic every time they hear about a dip in the market. Dead investors are invested for the long term, you know, because they're dead. Well, Acorns is built to help you invest for the long term, and you don't even need to be dead. You can start automatically investing with the spare change you've got right now, even if it's just spare change. Let time do its thing, because the longer you stay invested, the more of a chance your money has to grow. Sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/clink. Why are some tasks just so much harder than others? For me, I love cleaning out my clothes closet, but cleaning out my kitchen cabinets, forget about it. Seriously, it's scary back there in the deep, dark corners of cabinet land. And so it's daunting for me to even start to take on that task. Creating a will or trust can also be a daunting task to take on, one where you aren't sure where to begin or who to ask for help. But it doesn't have to be with trustandwill.com. The website is super user-friendly. Their simple step-by-step process guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. When maneuvering through the process, if you have a question that stops you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. You know, it's just so important to save your loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. I love having the confidence that comes with the peace of mind knowing that my family is protected. Stand up and protect what matters most to you in minutes with Trust and Will. Go to trustandwill.com/housewives and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/housewives.
Let me ask you, if it does go to trial, those people will have to testify, yes? Or is there a way?
No, it depends. Yeah. If they're categorized as confidential human sources,
yeah,
they're just going to be a number.
Ah, okay.
It's not going to go to trial.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, but that's it. Yep.
That's what I'm. Mm-hmm. I'm asking that because then they would, you would be a little afraid to talk, right? Because if it does go to trial and they have to testify, then it's all out there anyways, and then they just don't go to jail for it.
Right.
But their reputation is on the line.
Absolutely. And so, that's what I mean by it's a simple conversation.
Yeah.
You can be, you know, confidential human source number 4.
Yeah.
Or you can be whoever the name is, which one you want.
Yeah, and they're for sure.
Right.
That's why you said they have so much information.
Well, they have everything. They have so much. And the amount of people who probably flipped already is pages long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so we have a question about what are your concerns for the safety of law enforcement officers? And I'm kind of wondering, in cases like Diddy or something that obviously are so high profile and have endless money, have you ever heard of a case where someone was, like a law enforcement officer was, or a detective was intimidated somehow because they were connected to something?
Not so much connected to something, but there's been, you know, numerous, you know, death threats or plots against police officers who are doing investigations or have a certain standing in the community and so forth. I was the subject of one, you know, when I was on patrol. There was a contract out on me and my partner to kill us, you know, so because we, you
what'd
know,
you
were
do,
rattling.
Tom?
We were...
Your job.
Horribly doing our job. You know, and drug dealers and harassing them and locking them up and screwing their operations up in the precinct that we worked in.
Yeah.
And had the reputation of that, you know, on one particular corner of our precinct. And we got a heads up one night by a kid who worked in one of the pizza places that we'd go to. Like, hey, they just had a meeting in here about how to take you two out. And the whole plan was laid out and how they were going to get us to the corner and what they were going to do, and all
thank
that.
Thank you, kid.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So, so I understand your question very much. You know, it does happen. And on the federal level, on the state level, on any level, you know, it's dangerous. That's part of the other part of this job. You know, going out every day and doing your job and the circumstances and situations that you might see yourself in that are just so incredibly dangerous. Mm-hmm. There's a whole nother part of that, of the behind the scenes danger, you know, of getting stalked, getting doxxed, getting, you know, and the problem today other than when I worked. You know, the situation I just told you about was in 1992, mm-hmm. you know, or three, somewhere around there. The technology today to find someone is at your fingertips.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and we're so under, true. No cop is under any, you know, secret
protection,
security,
yeah.
you know, confidentiality. Right. You know, everything about you is out there.
Yeah.
And that becomes really, really dangerous when you have someone who is thinking a certain way about a particular police officer or just police officers in general, you know, finding them. It's yeah. it's really dangerous these days.
I never yeah. really thought about that. So are the police officers not on social media?
No, they are.
Or
I took a picture with the guy that was on social media, and I, you know, tagged him.
Yeah, some are. Like
you
me.
You gotta be very selective about what you post.
Well, yes, but you, I mean, we look up people all the time, Gretchen.
Well,
we know everything
right.
about everybody.
I mean,
everybody.
You look at me. When I was on the terrorism task force, I wasn't on any.
Right.
You know,
right.
I wasn't on anything. So people would ask me all the time, like, oh, well, you want no. You
yeah.
know, it was funny. And then I retired. And as all three of us know, in order to do a podcast and be popular and do all that stuff, you have to be on social media.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about how to do it, what to go on, none of it. I was 10 years behind everyone
yeah.
with how to promote yourself or how to get out on social media. So I actually had to have my kids sit down with me like, all right, what do I do? And they're like, Dad, really? I'm like, I had no clue.
How do we still feel like that?
You know, how to get on, you know, Facebook
TikTok.
Or TikTok, you yeah. know, any of it. And then once I did, the responses from people I went to school with, like, oh, you're alive? Like, we thought you were dead. You know, no one knew where you were. No one knew where you lived. No one, you know, any of that. Because especially Facebook, people rely on that
yeah.
for, all right, where's my classmates living?
Yeah, for
you
sure.
know, where's somewhere I worked with living?
Yeah.
And I was nowhere. So the rumors of where I was were kind of funny once I started talking to people.
That's so funny.
That's funny. Maybe my husband is a secret spy because he's still not on the social media.
You know, he could be. I feel like that 10 years behind is also happens to people that are in prison
mm-hmm.
and get out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah. That could
same
be.
Thing.
But who knows? I mean, again, nowadays with
but
what
now
they're
they,
allowed to
yes,
have, who
yeah,
knows,
actually,
you know?
No.
So
I take
much.
That back. But it was like that for a long
yeah,
time
a long
where,
time.
You know, I did this case about a guy that came out. He was wrongfully convicted. But remember, he came out and he was locked away for 20 years. He had no idea how to, like, even about a cell phone.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who the president was, who
yeah,
any
right.
of that, right? Yeah,
but
right.
now, yeah, I think they even have iPads in some prisons.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I went down a rabbit hole at one point trying to join one of the jail dating sites, but you have to for research purposes. Tom,
uh-huh. yes,
no and, comment. No comment.
Well, I didn't follow through because you have to give so much information. But I just
oh,
wanted
yeah.
to see who was in there, who was available.
I did find one that I could
yeah,
look
up. Yeah,
you
were a fan of someone.
A fan? I was not a fan.
I thought you found him desirable, if that's what you were looking for.
From is that the box you checked?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm looking for.
If you were interested in a criminal.
I no? said that no. their profiles are appealing, right? They're like, I'm in here, but I'm not in here for anything bad.
Of course not.
No, it's not really
and,
me.
You
That's
know,
not me.
Like, yeah. It's, I can see how some,
ooh,
you know,
I really didn't
would...
mean to hold that girl against her will.
I know,
I
right?
really
I've got one for to run by Tom. So Tabitha and I, you just heard about our plane ride together. So Tabitha had to sit a couple rows back from me.
Oh.
I got a lot done. Didn't mind it at all. Okay?
This is going to be an interesting question.
Okay.
Okay.
So she, of course, made a friend who was lovely, and I enjoyed meeting following the plane that had two teardrops tattooed on his face, and naturally Tab asks.
Yes.
And so what do you...
I said...
His story was that those happened in... Afghanistan. That's the look I had, Tom. I said, no, that's what I would tell people too if I had two teardrops tattooed on my face. Tabitha, tell her.
back when I was in the gang unit, the teardrops were the bodies you had.
Yes, I know that. That's why I questioned him on his teardrops.
See, that's the difference between her and me. I don't think I would be like, just out of curiosity, from my understanding, the teardrops signify a little murderification. You want to give me some clarity on that, buddy, while we're sitting together?
I did.
But Tab would.
I did think.
I would just leave it unsaid.
Just kind of look and go, okay.
Yes, but it is. I mean, dude, you got two. He was dressed nicely. He had a nice backpack. He told me what he did for work. Seemed like a legitimate human. And so then I'm like, except for your tattoo on your face, that is really bugging me. And so I said, what's up with this tattoo you got going on? And he said, I was in the Marines and I don't really like to talk about it.
Of course not. Of course not.
So, you know,
but for you, Tab, I'll
and if
tell
you're a Marine, you can't have a tattoo on your face.
But he's not in the Marines anymore.
Oh, so you got two teardrops after you got out. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
What's the Afghanistan connect then?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's all making sense now, Tab.
I just want to believe that wasn't true.
We're going to stop believing.
I know. Oh, my God. Gretchen's saying that for more reasons than one. I am so trusting, and people just keep screwing me over. But, okay, what's next?
Listeners, you know I'm all in for some self-reflection and rethinking how I can make an impact. That's why I love Blue Land. Blue Land products are not just about tidying up, but about a cleaner, greener lifestyle by reducing plastic use. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Blue Land products are independently tested to perform alongside major brands and are free from dyes, bleached, and harsh chemicals. Blue Land is a great value with refills starting at just $2.25. Tab and I love using Blue Land in our homes to clean anything and everything from cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine and Tab's. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off. Have you heard of NAD+? If not, you're missing out on one of the most exciting breakthroughs in longevity and wellness. NAD+ is a powerful peptide found in every cell of your body. It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and plays a key role in slowing the aging process. As we age, NAD+ levels decline, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and sluggish metabolism. That's where Effecty comes in. Effecty's NAD+ therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improved focus, and enhanced recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free. And the best part? It's 100% online. With fast shipping, no hidden fees, and unlimited access to licensed doctors, you can start feeling the benefits in no time. You know, it's all about the wellness and longevity, people. You can start your journey, too, along with Tab and me from the comfort of your own home with Effecty. I really appreciate how user-friendly and informative and transparent the Effecty site is. You know upfront exactly what you are paying for, and everything they offer is backed by rigorous research and testing, ensuring safety and efficiency. Ready to recharge your body? Right now, our listeners get $50 off NAD Plus Longevity Treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK for $50 off. No hassles, no memberships, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today.
Susie West. What up, Susie?
Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Oh, is she coming to Crime Con?
I'm sure.
She hasn't yet.
Well, she came on a stick. Her friend brought her on a stick.
Oh, yeah. So last Crime Con, her bestie, Extina, came to Crime Con, but Susie couldn't make it. And so she brought Susie on a stick. And Gretchen was fortunate enough to meet Susie in person when she went to Florida. But she's one of our longest listeners ever. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does Susie have to say?
She just says, Nancy Grace, exclamation point. And I said, oh, there was more. Okay. I said, like his opinion. And she says, yes, of course. She listened to her podcast. She seemed a little aggressive with him.
Oh.
What do you think? Maybe as an overall, what kind of role do you think that the Nancy Grace is? I mean, there really is only one Queen Nancy.
There really is only one Nancy.
But what do you think of her role in ongoing crimes?
You know what? Here's the one thing. Getting to know Nancy a little bit, you know, thankfully. You know, blessed to even say that. I mean, 3 years ago, I would have never even probably mentioned her name. She is one super passionate person and really deeply cares about victims, investigations being done the right way, you know, and all that. And you see that the more you get to know her, the more shows I do, you see that sometimes not on the camera afterwards, you know, and there was one in particular about this young bride who got killed right after her reception and her husband got really messed up, but she was killed. The passion she had talking to that bride's mother was incredible. You know, watching Nancy talk to her and just kind of her eyes trying not to fill up, you know, talking about it. Yeah. And, you know, I think she does a lot of good because she brings out, I think, questions people have and why things are done and why things aren't done. You know, why is this kid who shot the CEO of U.S. Healthcare this magnificent celebrity now?
Why? Yeah, why?
You know, like,
so I haven't heard her talk about that, but that is interesting.
I just was talking to Gretchen about that because one of our friends does PR and they were working on something for us, but they were like, can you talk more about this case? And I'm like, what? Why? Like, why is he sensationalized all of a sudden?
We just did a show. I was just on Nancy's show last week talking about this. Mm-hmm. And that was the show of why he's getting millions of dollars in donations.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this. And it's bizarre. But there's a history of this. He's not the first one. Go back to Charles Manson. You know, this was going on with him, with people following him and being attracted to what he was talking about. And the way he could speak, you know, drew people in, good or bad, you know, but that's how he was, to Ted Bundy having, you know, people who were infatuated with him. The Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, you know, same thing. And this is just the Menendez brothers.
Even Chris Watts.
Oh, so many.
Yeah, it's just, it's this bizarre thing that I don't think anybody, Nancy Grace, us, whatever, you're never going to figure it out. You're never going to understand why there's an attraction to these people who are just cold-blooded killers.
Yeah.
And this kid is a flat-out assassin. I don't give a damn what your political view is or what you think U.S. healthcare is or the healthcare system in this country. That doesn't matter. What matters is this kid planned out a murder, committed it, took off, got caught. End of discussion.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, all the rest of it, you know, do something else with it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to kill people.
Right. I don't care what Right, exactly.
Right.
You know, and the thing about it is, you know, that is such an extreme, obviously, killing someone. The way social media is today and the accessibility people have, do a live Instagram. Do something and yell about it. Bring attention to it if you're really concerned about it. You know, there's so many outlets that are out there that you can get a message out there of, I don't agree with this. Why is this happening? Let's change this. Get legislation to change something. That's so easy to do these days. But this maniac just took it to a completely different level and made his own gun, stalked them, killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the mentality of donating to him and making him into something is like, have people really thought this through? Because what if the next target is, like, what is it? Like, where does it stop?
Right.
Well,
like,
it
has to just be absolutely, you can't kill people.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, I mean, we've all been in airports that something goes wrong. I mean, people start thinking along those lines. Well, I don't agree with this, so I'm going to take it to this level.
Yeah.
Is every minute of your life mm-hmm. when you're dealing with someone, mm-hmm. you know, is it okay, you know, you're going to blow someone's brains out because they cut you off in traffic? You know, it's
Maybe.
Just, it gets to a stupid level of trying to justify.
Gretchen, well.
Oh, my God. There is this bitch, you know who you are, in that parks her ass in the drop-off lane and get, you know, the car should be coming through continuously. She parks, and then it screws everybody up because they've got to go.
Wait, she parks and then gets out?
She parks and then gets out.
In the carpool lane?
And I'm not a very good driver, lady. I'm going to hit your car one of these days.
Oh, my gosh. She's so entitled.
I am so excited. This is my last year at elementary school. But I fantasize about giving her some. But I keep it together because, you know, you got to in the school parking lot, right?
Good idea.
I thought Gretchen was going to talk about there's a lady in her neighborhood that had four DUIs and ended up killing somebody.
Oh, my gosh. CEO of, like, Lone Stream or Morgan Stream or something or whatever.
Lone Star Mortgage or something like that.
It ended up making national news. Four DUIs. I looked into her, and she, I mean, she's had these four DUIs over the course of, like, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was, I mean, on a street I drive every day.
Gretchen
was
passed
gonna,
it.
Like, was going, well, I didn't pass it. My friend, my neighbor friend passed it. Was thinking about going to dinner with my husband that night, and we decided mm-hmm. to stay in. It's
could have been
any of us. It's that right. time where everybody's, you know, coming and going, sports mm-hmm. and such. Killed 80-something-year-old man.
Listen, eventually, if you keep getting off and getting off, eventually mm-hmm. it's going to come to a head. That's just the natural progression of life sometimes. You know, yeah. push it off, someone's dead. You know, it's you know, and that's what I talk about, you know, when we talk about other cases, responsibility you have and, you know, the circumstances of which things happen that you have to be held accountable for. Mm-hmm. And if held accountable is sticking your ass in jail for 5 years, sorry, too bad.
Yeah.
That, you know, to prevent you from killing someone, because that's going to happen.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it did. You know, unfortunately, the story you just told, it's eventually going to happen.
Yeah, it did.
It did. And I mean, by the grace of God, it wasn't a child.
I mean, yeah, I know. It's just, it's so unbelievable. I mean, she was a couple blocks away from her $4 million house.
Hmm.
It's like, I'm pretty
and
sure you
children.
Could afford. Yeah, she had. And that's who it's really horrible for,
sure.
right? Because
oh, yeah.
they're in, like, high school.
Right.
It's a small town.
And they have nothing to do with it.
No, it's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
It's so awful. Yep. Okay, what's the other question?
Okay, so what about, let's take pivot JonBenet.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
God, these are good. I love this. JonBenet.
Who do you think it was? Kelsey.
Oh, who do I think it was?
Shrimptoff wants
That's,
to know.
I think it was a culmination of things that went wrong. I think the parents, not new, but there's a weird whole thing about this that is still going on, unfortunately. And I go back even further, okay? Looking at it as a detective, and I'll catch up to the question, but mm-hmm. just to give you, like, my thought of it. When you have an interior murder happen,
mm-hmm.
what I mean by inside a house,
yeah.
it's pretty much the easiest crime scene in the world to secure. Because all you need to do is close the front door. That's it.
Right.
Right.
You get everyone out or everyone in one room. No one's moving. Sit down. Shut up. Walk outside. Close the door. That's it. The work that they did and the inexperience that was so prevalent in that case with everyone just walking around the house.
Yeah.
Tracking everything in the world around there. The dad going downstairs but not seeing the body and come back upstairs. You know, it's just a whole array of bad that mm-hmm. happened with this that mm-hmm. didn't have to happen. You know, then the letter later on and was the son involved. To give a just answer who did it, I have no idea. Because there's so many things that went wrong where you could have been kind of streamlined to one or two people, you know, got erased.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't even have a good track of let's look at this person. And when you have a homicide, to theorize what happened is a good thing as a detective. You always come up with a, all right, this is what I think, because that's going to lead you into the start of your investigation. This is what I think happened, so let's look at that. And if that kind of gets to a dead end or goes in a different direction, then you just adjust it and you go in that direction. With this, there was no starting point because everything was a mess.
Yeah.
So all you had was how she died. Okay. Then what? Then you have, you know, then there's so many other things that were just done so wrong that put this working in reverse than working forward.
Well, what's
forward.
With the DNA that they're still not testing?
Right.
I don't know why they won't test it. Why?
Why? Right. Why?
You tell us what you're supposed to tell us why.
If I had an answer of why.
Can you call them and tell them?
Listen,
guys.
Gretchen Tabitha need to know this now.
Why?
Poor father needs to know.
When looking at things, especially even now, when you have to ask the question why, it's something bad. Mm-hmm. You know, why wasn't this done? There's a reason. You know, when you have investigations, things aren't put on hold by neutral people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, there's things that are just done. There's checklists. All right, do that, do that, do that, do that, do that. When you get to do that and someone goes, nah. Why?
Then you question
that.
And what's going on behind the scenes? And
You know, there's a progression of an investigation, and that is certainly one of them, of course. So when you get told no, that then you get into the whole whys and conspiracies and who's involved and who's covering what up and all
it's
that.
So interesting because they went to such great lengths, right, to follow that guy. His name is escaping me right now.
The one that's in the other country?
Yeah,
that's
was in Thailand.
That's who I think it is.
Yeah, but we have the DNA to test here.
I know, but that's my theory, is that that's the guy.
And then you get into connections of what's the connection? What's the connection and why?
I know.
You know, then you got to get into
wasn't
that
he
as
always
well.
He was at the pageants.
Yeah,
the pageants and he's like
I
a
know,
weirdo.
I apologize to all you pageant parents, but I feel like, aren't those on the way out?
I mean,
I don't even know if they are anymore. Yeah, I don't know.
They still have pageants.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that puts their kids in a pageant. I mean, listen, I was in pageants when I was little, but.
Explains a lot.
I was waiting, like, come on, Gretch, come on.
But I never put my kids in pageants. Mm-hmm. And the only reason my mom put me in them, because I asked to be them. But. Because my mom's not that kind of my
no,
mom was
she's definitely
not a pageant person.
No.
I never had the actual pageant dresses that all those girls did. So like,
was no Honey Boo Boo.
I was not, and I did win one. And one girl came up to me and she was like, "I don't even know how you won," because I didn't have the like pageant hair, the pageant dress. I just was like, "I want to do that." My mom signed me up, got me a Walmart dress, and we're good.
And but you won.
And I won. Okay. They probably felt bad for me, actually. They're like, look at this girl coming
in.
I believe,
did you win a Hawaiian Tropics or something?
Oh, that was
in our 20s. Not to brag.
Okay.
Yes, there was that also.
She's a winner.
Winner.
I don't know what she's doing with me.
If I only could have that body back. Anyways,
you know, I didn't know that side of the pageants because no one ever approached me about the pageantry until I watched that Netflix about JonBenet. So I don't really know. And, you know, Netflix sometimes has a way of being one-sided or whatever. From my understanding, these parents were like, oh, yeah, there's a handful of just creeps that rotate this circuit. And I feel like the first time I went and took my kid and I realized there's a handful of creeps that rotated the circuit,
I'm out. Right. I'm out. Yes. Right.
I'm so out.
Right.
By the way, I think...
like, would you keep taking your kid back to that same park if there were a handful of creeps that... did laps?
Right.
No way.
And you
find a different hobby.
Right. And you got to remember, you know, when it comes to people like that, they don't do anything random. It's not, oh, let me just go here today.
Let me just pop into a beauty pageant today.
It is planned. It is scheduled. And then again, like we just said,
gross.
Why? All these places, again, you know, my daughter was a big, big dancer, big national competitions, all that stuff. But anywhere we went, other than, I mean, I'm on point, so she was covered.
Yeah.
But everywhere you had security guys, you know, that would be in the lobby and be in the room, you know, and then kind of keeping track of who's around. And it made everyone feel a little better. And that's what should be done everywhere.
Let me ask you, did you see creeps at the dance shows, or is it only parents that can come, or how does that work?
No, I mean, all the ones that she was involved in, you had to buy a ticket, you know, you had to pay to get in.
Yeah.
I never really noticed anyone like that, you know, in my kind of views and my observations, making sure things are okay.
Well, these pageants take place, and there's not very many people there. I mean, it's not the big team sport, right. You know, thing.
Like dance or cheerleading.
No, I mean, when they would show the audience, even when I watched Honey Boo Boo.
Of course you did.
And
no, of course she did.
And it was always like, you know, Mama June, and there's maybe only 7 girls competing in this pageant, and they're in this big old room with a stage, and that's it. You know, like those little, so it was real easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for, well, there was a couple others, but kind of more detailed into things that we've talked about that really, I mean, you would have to know.
Right.
But you are amazing and we love your show. We think your podcast is great. You are on the up and up. You're on, I mean, Tom's like big deal. On Nancy Grace, that's like our dream.
We've met Nancy.
We met her.
We've been on television with Nancy, actually.
That's true. That's actually true. But anyways, thank you, Tom, for coming and being our guest, as always, live and in person.
Full it's disclosure, like, that television appearance did happen, but it's a big stretch. I'll explain it later.
It is a big
Sorry,
stretch.
Nance.
One day we'll be on Nancy Grace's show as something.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you, Tom, for being here. Tell us where you can find you and tell our listeners, because some of them are listening, and I bet you some of them have yet to. So let's hear it.
So first of all, thank you very much. This is what CrimeCon does. Got us together.
Yeah.
You know, we just met and clicked and started having a good time and laughing and joking. And here we are in Spotify studio face to face, you know, having a show. So thank you very much for everything. And you're always, you know, some of the first to reply to something or comment on something we do with the show. So thank you so very much for that. The Gold Shield Show, we're on every audio channel you can think of. Some we don't even know we're on, which is always fun.
Same. Yeah.
Which is great to get emails. Hey, you hit this. Like, okay, cool. Every audio channel, we're on YouTube. YouTube.com/@GoldShields is our video channel on YouTube. And you can see us and our great guests that we have. And our website is thegoldshieldshow.com and Instagram and Facebook and all that. So, we make our rounds, and we're pretty proud of where we're at, and a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, dedication in doing it. So it pays off. And, and thank you to you two for promoting it the way you do and always talking about us. Thank you so much.
Tell us also about your product, because Tom has a product that everyone should get. And I was fortunate enough to go to with Tom in Fort Worth to demonstrate what he's got, and I know some of you have already purchased it that I talked about before, but tell everybody, because now you have the keychain version, and I'm so excited.
Yes, this is kind of a premiere of telling everybody this. It's called Impact, and it is a chemical irritant. It's better than pepper spray. No one uses pepper spray anymore because it sucks, and you can't use it because it's going to hurt you more than the bad guy. With the way it's made and treated and blowing back in your face, you can't use it anywhere. Our stuff, our chemical irritant called Impact, you can use inside, in an elevator, in a car, in a stairwell, and the only person that's going to get affected by the spray is the bad guy.
Yeah.
You spray it in their eyes. It is an extreme eye irritant. You cannot open your eyes. It burns and feels like broken glass in your eyes. And it gives you enough time to get out of that area. what is also in it is a UV dye marker. So once you get out of that area and call the police, they can come with a black light, shine it on this person, and they will be covered in it. Even if they get it somehow out of their eyes, they're going to be covered in this dye and easily identified. So it's going really great. Our website is carryimpact.com. You can go there and check it out and order any size you want while you're on there. And like Tabitha just said, we just are getting our keychains.
Yes.
Which is going to be really, really big for us because that is, I think, the number one product that's going to be out there for Impact is the keychains. Clip it on your belt, clip it on your purse, your pocket, whatever, and you'll get two good bursts out of it, enough, like I said, to get out of that area. It's going to be small and compact and a great, we're really excited about it coming out.
I keep mine that you gave me in my car all the time. Because I feel like, well, I'm always in my car. So, you know, I do my podcast in my car, like, right. And so I'm always, and, you know, I'm in, just in my car all the time. So I feel like that's a good place.
Some.
But you need to get some.
I have
Why don't you have it?
I don't know. I feel like I thought, like, maybe you couldn't ship it or something.
No, I think you could. You
know
thought you couldn't take it on the airplane. That's why.
Bear me.
You can check it.
Me that.
You can't carry it on.
Yeah,
you can check it.
I think when we were leaving CrimeCon, she was only checking. Did you give it to us at CrimeCon?
No, I was carrying on. I'm not a bag checker. Come on.
Where?
Only when I'm forced
I don't know.
To.
Anyways, we will.
We're going to get her some.
You will get some, I promise.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go on the website now
and
that I know.
Order it.
Carry Impact.
Carry Impact. So everybody needs it. Seriously, you should have one. And then bear mace, that probably is like not good for...
It's probably terrible.
What is?
Bear mace. She says she has bear mace.
Because it's just, if any of it gets on you,
you're in trouble.
You're screwed. And the thing about Impact is there's no cross-contamination. So whatever I spray on the bad guy is not getting on me.
Oh, let me ask you. Does it work on dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's funny you say that because I think the reason why I started carrying bear mace, which that's bear mace, is probably so old. It would not get me out of, like...
I haven't heard those two terms before. Come on.
Okay. Okay. Any kind of pickle is because... I was running in an area where there was a woman who, rehabilitated pit bulls, you know, great. But sometimes they got away from her, and it was like, so am I hostage now?
Mm. You can
or
use it.
Or I need
It'll work.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll work. And the other good thing, just to wrap it up, is the distance that our cans spray, the nitrogen-propelled cans. So our small can that you have, Tab, is a good 10, 12, 13 feet that you can hit someone. So you don't have to wait for someone to be on top of you or grabbing you. If you feel that threat coming to you,
Hit them. Yeah.
From that distance away and give you enough time, you know, to get away from him or her. You know, so that's a big selling point as well.
Yeah.
You know, not waiting for someone to be on you before you...
The Fort Worth Police Department, Sheriff's Department, order from you.
Tarrant County did, yes.
Oh, Tarrant County, yes.
And we're doing a number of police departments.
Great.
Danny was actually just up in Washington State doing a couple of demos out there. We're heading to Florida, down in Polk County, in April, to do a big, big presentation down there. So it's, you know, police departments are also getting it because it's better for the cop. It's another tool to use, and there isn't a police department around that likes pepper spray.
Yeah,
because it hurts the cops.
Yeah.
In 30 years in the NYPD, I never used mine.
Yeah,
never even thought of using it.
That's what the cops were saying in Fort Worth when we were there. They said we don't use it because we don't want to get hurt ourselves. However, one officer did take the spray to the face. And took one for the team to show everybody what actually happens.
Yep. We were in IACP conference in Boston in October.
And did you take it?
And we had someone that was volunteering to do it. And she was like, yep, no problem. I'll be back at 2:00. We were doing a live demo in our booth. And she didn't show up.
Never showed up.
So we're standing there. We got 60-something people you know, standing outside our booth, and I told Dan, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. He's like, really? I'm like, we have to.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Just do it. And I hadn't gotten hit by our own product in a long time, and I forgot how much it hurts.
Yeah.
And the other thing was I intentionally, the more you blink your eyes, the more it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The more it works. So I intentionally did that to myself because I wanted people to see.
So nuts.
It worked.
So nuts.
Because I didn't want to just sit there with my eyes closed. And yeah, it hurts, but I wanted people to see what
actually happens
yeah. when you use it. And I kept my eyes open as much as I could when I got sprayed. And it's monstrously painful.
Yeah.
But it washes away quick, you know, for the law enforcement community. When you have a bad guy, you know, it's just water. You wash it off them. Back to work has no impact on their respiratory system.
Yeah.
There's no cross-contamination. So any cop can use it and jump right on that person, and nothing's getting on the cop.
Tav and I will not be volunteering because we have lashes.
I know. No.
They'd slip right off. Nobody wants to see that.
No, it's better.
Trust me.
It's better to watch. It's much better to watch.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. And we will have you on again. And if you want to see Tom, come to CrimeCon in September. He will be there with us. And maybe we'll even get him on the cruise. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
I can't wait. September's going to be great. Can't wait to be there with you guys.
And then we're trying to get him to UK, too. So that would be awesome. Because those are the three places we will be this year. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.